Well, it is springtime. Yes, something that we've been waiting for, especially because February was winter in its entirety, even though we had winter before that. But between COVID-19 and everything else, it's nice to get the warm weather to see green grass, see baseball being played and things like that. But it's also springtime for the Taconic Learning Center. Once again, the spring term is now open for registration. As I always say, TaconicLearningCenter.org, TaconicLearningCenter.org. And we welcome in the duo that joins us whenever we want to talk about the curriculum that's going on at the Taconic Learning Center. That is Thomas Grunewald and Larry Rand. Tom and Larry, welcome to springtime and welcome back to Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning, Marshall.
And it's good to talk to you, Marshall.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. I mean, it's been a wild year and a half, but the Taconic Learning Center goes on, and this year is no different. Let's take a look at some of the courses that that people can look at and join.
Well, I'll start. My course is entitled Fascism, and I have a personal interest in it. My father was in the German army in World War I, and my grandfather was in the Austrian Medical Corps in World War I, and I learned a lot about the history of the post-World War I era, fascism, and I have a lot more to learn. And this course has been just really fast. The preparation has been truly fascinating for me. We're going to start with the Treaty of Versailles and go to the present. Lots of material. I'm doing a lot of PowerPoint. There'll be illustrations. Of course, we're on Zoom, so we don't have access to a lot of video, but the PowerPoint's going to work for me. And my class starts a week later than the beginning of the season. I don't start until April 26th, but that's coming up very fast.
It is, and you know what? The way everybody throws around the term fascism and Antifa nowadays, whether you're young or old, maybe attend this class.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating course, and I can't wait to I'm signed up for it, Tom. Can't wait. On Tuesdays, starting at 10 o'clock and going to noon every Tuesday from April the 20th to June the 8th, that's eight sessions, Linda Nyberg is going to be giving a course on the Canterbury Tales. And she says, in this course, we will read selections from Geoffrey Chaucer's last and unfinished work, The Canterbury Tales. We will consider these stories in the context of the historical, political, economic, religious, and literary milieu in which they were produced and from which their tellers were drawn. She also says, while we will be reading Chaucer's work in modern English, we will likewise spend time learning to read and speak a bit of Middle English. No prior knowledge of Middle English is necessary. She will email a course syllabus to all who have signed up a week prior to the start of the class. Tom?
Hey, Larry, did you learn Chaucer in Middle English when you were in high school?
I didn't. No, I certainly did not. I read a little bit of Chaucer when I was in college, and that was it.
Okay, so we go on to Robert Rumsey's class, play reading, starting with Eugene O'Neill, and he's doing two very different O'Neill plays, Long Day's Journey, which we've seen on Broadway in various film and TV versions, a very sad play, a very moving play, a very autobiographical play for O'Neill, as well as reading Our Wilderness, which is the comedy version of Long Day's Journey. It isn't autobiographical, the milieu is, but it's a very different take on
on the play and on his life, worth reflecting. The two plays are worth seeing together, and they will be reading it. Okay.
And that class will be on Wednesdays from 1 to 3, starting on April the 21st and going through May the 26th. That's six sessions. So on Thursdays, I will be continuing my documentary film sessions on marginalized Americans. This time I'll be focusing on labor. And I am asking students in the class to watch a select group of documentary films on their own computers, and I've sent them links to each one, and they cover labor's history all the way from, starting with the current one, the wage stagnation of the past decades, to Cesar Chavez and the farm workers, to a five-part series on the position of labor in what the documentary films call plutocracy. It's a fascinating series, and I've taught American history for decades, and there's stuff in this plutocracy series that I have never heard of. Very, very interesting. So it'll be on Thursdays, and it will be in the morning from 10 to 12, April 22nd to June the 3rd. That's seven sessions. And that takes us to Friday.
And that brings us back to Robert Rumsey, who's doing a play reading course on Shakespeare this time. And I think he says it's Shakespeare. I think it's political because he's choosing Richard III and Macbeth. Both plays really deal with civil wars, struggles for domination. It's pretty contemporary, I guess. And I look forward to it. And that's on Fridays, 1 to 3 on Zoom, April 23rd through June 4th, seven sessions.
So that's it really looks like a very good spring term, and we're very happy that we have something to offer for everybody each day of the week.
And we remind people once again they can get more information at the at your website, taconiclearningcenter.org. It's a great website, and once again remind people that have not yet taken one of your courses, explain how you register and how you donate and pay, and explain a little bit how the Taconic Learning Center works for people out there that might, you know, be newcomers up here that aren't aware of what you do and how you do it.
You can register either online or a paper registration form, I believe, will be sent out to those who do not use computers. So it's very easy. Go to tlcnwct.org. And once you've gone there, it'll be right there in your address bar, so you won't have to go through the complication. TLC.
Well, at this time, I think everybody who gets involved with TLC at this point has to be on a computer because we're doing it on Zoom.
Yeah, this will begin. What this is hard to believe. This will begin your second year on Zoom. All right. Man.
Yep. Yes, it is, unfortunately. But it's actually worked pretty well. So hopefully we'll have in-person classes in the not-too-distant future. But for now, we're sticking with this.
All right. For those of you that are computer challenged and don't want to go to a website or anything, there's a telephone number, 860-364-9363, that you can call and get more information from the Taconic Learning Center. Hard to believe we're back to springtime already, guys. We made it through the winter, and your events online will continue with the Taconic Learning Center. Once again, thank you for bringing us the update. And once again, to everybody who volunteers to be an instructor and to you guys. I mean, this really, they say a busy mind is an active mind is a good mind. And really, it doesn't matter what age you are, the Connect Learning Center can keep everybody busy in their minds with very, very little effort.
What we have not said is that the program is free for the students, and we encourage people to join as members for a tax-deductible $60 donation.
And folks, it's a bargain in the process. Tom and Larry, again, thanks for joining us. Stay safe and go on with your session, and we'll obviously speak to you again.
You too, Marshall, and thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Marshall.